Okay, so you did your beautiful calligraphy, which is on our Patreon as a printable of the morning offering. So we haven't talked about this in a while, but like, how and when do your morning offering? Do you do a morning offering?
Yeah, mine's not like a very set routine. It's like sometimes I say it in my head as I'm still lying in bed. And then sometimes I don't at all. And later in the day, I have a card with like the first half, just kind of like the Jesus, I offer you, blah, blah, blah part in my kitchen. So I'll just like see it there and read it, pray it then. Yeah, when I like get up in the morning to pray, I'm usually either doing some kind of spiritual reading or the morning prayer from the Magnificat, but it's not like, oh, I do my morning offering first and then I do this usually. So yeah.
I'll pray it in bed sometimes too. At this point, I have incorporated it into my life so much that on the days where I like didn't get it together to have like a quiet time to sit and pray before the kids come out of their bedroom, I do know like at least I have prayed my morning offering and I will find like a time soon to pray, like as soon as I can, once things like are a little bit calmer or like gotten kids to school and stuff. I'll read this. This is like slightly different wording than the one you did the calligraphy of, but it's very similar. Oh Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day in the union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world. I offer them for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, the salvation of souls, reparation for sin, and the reunion of all Christians. I offer them for the intentions of our bishops and all the apostles of prayer, and in particular for those recommended by our Holy Father this month. So I offer you my prayers for, and I offer you my works, my joys, and my sufferings. That really helps me to like keep with the presence of God throughout the day of like, my work is for the Lord, my joy is for the Lord, my suffering is redemptive in the Lord, and like thinking I want to be, yes, in union with the sacrifice of the Mass of the world. Mass is being offered all around the world today, and I want to be like connected to that, connected to this universal Catholic Church. And it's the first time, I mean, I haven't been Catholic, I've been Catholic less than a decade, but it's the first time in my life that I've been like intentionally praying for the intentions of the Holy Father. Like, I know we pray them like with the rosary, which I do almost daily, but it's still, I don't know, it feels more personal, or I don't know. I'm much more conscious of like, I wonder what he's praying for today and
Yeah.
this month and like whatever it is, Lord, like extra extra prayers.
Yeah, it does. Well, the way I pray it is so quick that I can sometimes be like, did I even pray that?
Oh, totally.
But
Sometimes I just like mumble it through
yeah.
for sure.
But then I've noticed like later in the day, I think I'm then more attuned to like, oh man, this is so annoying to me, or this just felt like such a huge waste of my time. Okay, can I offer this up for like someone? That's just like kind of closer to my mind, maybe because of prayer.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I really think that like going to daily mass, going to Sunday mass, praying whatever prayer, whether it just be having a conversation with Jesus, listening, praying these prayers, praying the rosary, all of these things, like they don't always feel like the greatest joy in the moment that we're doing them, right? We're not always just like filled with this great ecstasy and connection with Jesus, but they're all like watering the soul and watering, like, I especially feel like receiving communion as often as I can. It makes me like less hard and like more having like a stronger a desire to pray.
Yeah, good soil.
And like praying the morning offering is, yeah, just like the easiest way. It is a lot easier once you have it like memorized, because then you don't have to like actually like physically see it, or you might like remember it as you're doing something, but it took me, as you know, it took me a long time to learn the Hail Mary. It also took me a long time to memorize the morning offering. Then it just like, yeah, like waters my soul for the rest of the day. Like helps me remember, yeah, that my work and my joy and my sacrifices are all for Jesus. And like, I want to be connected to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I want to be connected to the intentions of your Sacred Heart. What more could we want to do?
Had you heard of this before Opus Dei?
Yes, I had heard of it because of going to the Miles Christi retreats.
What's that?
It's an order in San Diego that I believe they're from Argentina. Their mission is like spiritual formation. So it is very similar, but it has its own like flavor. So yeah, a lot of the prayers are very similar. Like I have a Miles Christi like prayer book and all the prayers are very similar. Also, I listened to Messy Family Parenting this week and I texted you. I was like, oh, this is like so good and just fun to hear. And she was giving advice to someone and she was like, you should be going to daily mass, praying the rosary every day, getting spiritual direction and going to confession as much as you can. And I was like, yeah, like this is for everyone.
We weren't like she's an Opus Dei.
She's not. She's not though. But it made me feel just like, yeah. So, yeah. So I've become involved in Opus Dei this last year and the whole, like all the things that they encourage you to do in Opus Dei are just like, not so you can be like super extra Catholic. I'm just like, this is how you can receive help to do your best to become a saint. Cause like we are all called to be saints and like, we are all called to be holy. And like, it is for the working normal mom, working normal person. This is not for like super duper Catholics. Like, and hearing, you know, Mike and Alicia just like tell this lady who had written in with a question to like do all those things. I was like, cool. Yeah. Those aren't like super special Catholic things. Those are like things if you want to like go on your path to like learn more and get closer to Jesus, like that's how you can do that. So I felt
I think my own quote unquote lay movement or whatever.
Yeah.
Teams of Our Lady, I think is going to move ahead. I found we needed like another couple to join and I mm-hmm. thought of my friend and they were really into it.
Nice.
Actually, it was the story of like an exorcism.
Into it.
The thing that made them be like, yes, we definitely want to do this was like friends having this experience of their mm-hmm. middle child of 8, like needing a priest called in mm-hmm. Chile. And that priest said something about like the most important thing mm-hmm. is like mm-hmm. praying as a couple, mm-hmm. praying for your family, praying for your kids, like your marriage. And they were like, okay, we'll do Teams of Our Lady. Like, we want the accountability to pray more. I was like, yeah, that's why we're doing it. But did I tell you we started in this kind of interim period where we were waiting to hear like, do people want to do it? Do we have enough couples? When are we going to get started? I was like, okay, we don't need Teams of Our Lady to start praying together every day. Like, we want to do this. Yeah. We can just start doing it. And so we've been doing night prayer together.
Yeah.
Most nights. And that's been really, really nice.
Amazing.
It's like really grounding.
We just do the St. Michael prayer together as we're falling asleep. We fall asleep so fast.
Oh, we don't do it in bed. Like. We do it downstairs. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Because we would fall. Smart.